Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've got Hutton Gibson, expert on the New World Order, to talk about how they've taken over the churches in America and worldwide in this next hour. Got a bunch of news we're going to get to in Loaded Phones, Davey and Paul and many others that are holding. Unexpected turn of events. This is the first case of this I've heard of. A listener in Kentucky, Kelly Rushing, who I believe, but I have to get all the documents on this, put in a police officer's mailbox one of my videos, a C-SPAN video, exposing the New World Order. And so the cop waited for him, pulled him over, said, "You threatened my family." And he didn't take it serious. Kelly couldn't imagine he'd done something wrong until the judge said, "You're guilty of giving a police officer an anti-government, anti-police video." So now that's a crime. You got to get the court record of that. You got to get the squad car audio, which will probably claim disappeared. But then if a jury hears all that, this is the new America. These people will sleep just fine seeing you go to jail. You said the judge said 1 year in jail for threatening a police officer. And, of course, after they get you in the car, then he claims that you threatened his family, which you say you didn't do. You said, "Well, I'd think somebody would want to know about what's happening in this country, you know, to protect their children." And that's what we all say for your children's future. This is the Gestapo system. And you say that coming up the 23rd, next week, you're back in court, sir.
Yes, I am.
And what is your lawyer saying? Now, do you know your lawyer personally? Because a lot of times you can't get a lawyer there locally that will really represent you.
No, sir, I don't know him personally. I have some people that told me that every time they've used him that they've won their case. So.
Okay, good. And he's in Fredonia, Kentucky.
Well, my lawyer's in Princeton. I live in Fredonia. Fredonia's a really small town.
Okay, and what type of judge is this that's going after you?
What type of judge?
Yeah, I mean, is he a county judge? What?
I really couldn't tell you, Alex.
Yeah, you need to find all that out and get it to me today. Today. And if I find out what you're saying is true, and I can already, I believe you. This
right,
is standard.
Right. Well, I'm kind of just a basic, simple old country boy, but I believe in right and wrong.
You know? Now, you said during the break that to me off air that this is what the video says they do, and so, wow, they're really doing it.
Oh, yeah. He acted out just like the video said he would, you know.
This is America. You give a police officer a video.
Yeah, well, it confirmed things, you know, to me. And of course, you, 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says to prove all things and hold fast to those that are good. Of course, you know, how do you do that? Sometimes it takes a hand-on approach to do that.
I'll tell you right now, you're going to be blessed after all this happens. So that's how it works. Every time I've been persecuted, I'm rewarded afterwards, but I don't want to end up in a Job situation where, okay, well, we'll see what happens if you're not blessed. But I am so outraged, my friend. Do you want, I'm trying to think of the different foundations and organizations that would deal with this, but
yeah,
there are quite a few out there. We need to get the facts of your story. We need to put it in a news article, get it on the website so a couple million people can see it. Then we need to get you back on this show as a guest. And this is what's going to happen. You said when you left the jail, they said you can't leave until you sign this piece of paper.
Right.
That's official repression. Hundreds of court cases on that. That's very corrupt.
Yeah.
Sign this thing. You won't come within 1,000 yards of this police officer, the state police officer. The next thing you need to do is get the audio off the squad car audio, which they have.
Yeah, well, I put in a motion of discovery right there in pretrial after I pled not guilty.
And the judge says, "You're guilty." Now, again, that disqualifies the judge right there. The judge said, "You're guilty. You're guilty of giving a police officer an anti-government, anti-police video. That's your crime. The judge said it. And now they're going after you."
Yeah.
And you need to, oh, boy, I tell you what. Get me all the info. You have my fax number. I need that today.
Okay. I'll do it, Alex.
We'll get you on as a guest later this week. We'll be back. I'm just,
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh, yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go into the Travis County SWAT team office on the top floor of the Sheriff's Department off 11th Street in downtown Austin, as I have done when Delta Force was in Austin a few years ago, I was down there. You will see, at the time, four or five of my videos on the shelf. And they know about the New World Order. You will also saw the Oklahoma City bombing video there, so they obviously have watched that and know who really carried that out. And all over the country, thousands and thousands of listeners have gotten the videos and made thousands of copies, in many cases, dozens in other cases, and gotten them out to people. They've aired on national television. They've been put on Access TV stations around the country. And a listener gives a cop, a state police officer in Kentucky, some of my videos, including a video of some C-SPAN and History Channel stuff, and he's arrested, and they say it's a threat. He pulls him out of the car, says, "You threatened my family." The guy says, "What do you mean? I gave you some videos." And the guy says, "You threatened my family," and now he's being charged. And the judge says, in Fredonia, Kentucky, that, "Hey, boy, you're guilty of giving a police officer an anti-government, anti-police video." And then they go ahead with charging him. And don't think he won't go to jail. Now, most police aren't like this, but in a lot of areas they are. Certainly they've been under federal training. That's what the caller before the last caller was talking about. And whoever we've got on hold, we'll go ahead and put them on hold. We've concluded our discussion with Kelly Rushing. We're going to be getting him on as a guest in the future. Is everything okay, Stephanie? I just heard a caller or something in the background. I mean, that's... see? Yes, sir. We're going to get you back on. I'm sorry. She thought I was still having you on the show. Again, kind of broke my train of thought, but let me go back to what I was saying. In my film Road to Tyranny, we have FEMA. We have police. We have them being taught that all Christians are terrorists. The founding fathers are bad. Anybody that talks about them is bad. But homeschoolers are terrorists. We have their own documents, their own video, their own training flyers. We have it all. And then you go out on the road, well, it's like Abby Newman. She's at a checkpoint, pulls up behind the other cars that are in front of her. They say, we want to search your car. She says, no, you can't do that without a warrant, Fourth Amendment. They jerk her out of the car. She doesn't resist. They charge her with resisting. And then on their own audio, because they have microphones on their uniform, on their ties, they go, my goodness, you know, she's got a pocket constitution. She's got information about Social Security. She's got she even had a video she hadn't taken back to the store with that really evil right-winger, Harrison Ford, Patriot Games. And in there was also my video, Police State 2000. That upset them greatly. And, an award-winning film. And so they discuss it and say, is this illegal? Is she allowed to have this? It's all on video. So see, in America now, they think videos are illegal. They think giving a cop a C-SPAN video is illegal. They think just talking to them are illegal. And they'll feel good putting you under the jail. They'll feel good taking your life and ruining it, because they're God now in this country. We're living in the new Soviet Union of America. Absolutely amazing. And they're harassing homeschoolers. They act like if you're a homeschooler, when CPS comes out, you automatically are some type of criminal. Gun shops are being shut down, harassed. Anything decent, anything America. And I'm sick of it. So, Kelly Rushing, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Send me your documents, and I'm going to write a news article about this. I'm going to get this out to everybody. Everybody. And I am so sick of this type of garbage. I got to calm down, folks. To see America turned into this. Let's talk to Davey in Texas. Davey, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I got a couple of verses here from Isaiah chapter 59, verse 14 and 15.
Okay, for those that just joined us and missed the preacher in the last hour who had a gun buyback at the First Presbyterian Church, according to ABC News, when I read the verse on air, or had a listener do it, Luke 22:36, where Christ said, sell your cloaks and buy swords, he said that, you know, didn't exist. And so now you're obviously calling in about that.
Well, that and the issue in Kentucky there, and it's fundamentally an issue of good faith. As you pointed out in your videos, these mind control robots, they call themselves the police, which are policy enforcers, they have no knowledge of truth. And when somebody shows them the truth, they feel threatened because their programmers didn't tell them what to do when the truth comes up and stares them in the face, and they feel afraid. That's where fear comes from, is ignorance. And the issue, Alex, is fundamentally one of good faith. And that minister over in Dallas is not a good faith individual. He's not telling the truth of the gospel. He's putting forward an agenda just like the police officers in this country that listen to the programmers. And I was going to tell you about last week in Dallas, they had the police chiefs meeting. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, they brought in police chiefs from all over the country, the 50 largest cities in America, to program them. And we find out that, of course, they just returned from an ADL-sponsored trip to Israel. And then,
by the way, I was sent a big law enforcement magazine last year where it said, and I ought to dig that out, where it said, if somebody's got to get us out of the UN sticker, they're probably a criminal, go ahead and arrest them. Now, that is in a major it was law enforcement technology.
Right, and the issue is one of good faith.
Arrest us for a bumper sticker!
Yeah, Project Megiddo. The only threat to them are people that know what the truth is. That's the issue here.
We're already living in the Soviet Union, and if they can move against us en masse, they would have already done it, but some of their cops aren't programmed. That's what's holding them back.
Right, Alex. Also, there are these signs on the side of the road about guns cause crime, 1-800-ATF-GUNS. I don't know if you've seen them yet or not.
Yeah, well, also they're using the new FEMA billboards that were supposedly for traffic. It'll say report illegal guns, and they have the BATF thing that shows a handgun, and it says call the police. Well, handguns aren't illegal in Texas, but you're idiot. Listen to me. I'm getting really mad now. About 3 years ago, I had a carpet cleaner at my office cleaning the carpets in my studio, and I've got a shotgun I bought at a local sporting goods store. Just a mainstream, no big deal shotgun. He began. It's on the wall. He began to freak out, asking if that was legal. And then I was smart enough to call down that afternoon. Yes, there was a discussion of calling the police on you, but the owner knows that guns aren't illegal. These idiots thought that my shotgun in Texas was illegal, and that's what those signs are meant to do.
Exactly right. And the issue is, again, one of good faith. This is all coming out of the ATF, Department of Justice, Project Safe Neighborhood. You can do a Google search, Project Safe Neighborhood, Police Chief, ADL, and find out about that. But I would like to quote this, Isaiah 59:14-15, and it says, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey." That's Mr. Rushing in Kentucky. "And the Almighty saw it, and it was displeased him that there was no judgment." Incidentally, Alex, the media bypass is not far away from where he's located there. And keep up the good work, man. You're doing a great job.
Absolutely. What an incredible quote. Absolutely, that those that tell the truth become prey. Look at Mel Gibson trying to make a movie about Jesus getting attacked. Look at how upside down things have gotten. There's naked people running around at the Super Bowl. The Boy Scouts are being taken over. All this is happening. And, boy, I tell you. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Paula in Missouri. Paula, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Alex.
Yes.
I wanted to quote that scripture, but I see everybody else done the same thing. It says the same thing in my Bible. I guess that pastor earned his 30 pieces of silver, didn't he?
I guess he did.
Yep. Okay, that's all I wanted to tell you.
What did you think of what's happening to Mr. Rushing?
That's all part of their program, and I haven't seen it. But I keep hearing about it, different things.
I've got a pretty good memory. Didn't you call about a year ago and said that you stop on the side of the road and give police my videos?
I did. I gave a couple of them, yes, and they never did bother me.
Well, I want to find out if my memory's activated. That was about 14 months ago.
Right.
You called the show, and you said you're handing out my videos to police on the side of the road.
Yes.
And what happens to you when you do that?
Nothing.
Looks like they haven't gotten their proper programming.
Right.
Though the FEMA footage I've got where they say all Christians are terrorists was shot in Kansas City.
Yeah. So these guys are the ones that I have approached. They were the younger generation, younger guys, and I explained to them about it, and they said, "Sure, I'll look at it."
Well, in the future, they'll just arrest you, and so that's threatening. The judge will say, "You're not allowed to give videos to people. That's evil."
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call.
Okay.
God bless you. Folks, this is shaking me up. I start thinking about it. I've got Law Enforcement Technology magazine, and it says, if you pull somebody over, or it says pull them over, if they've got a sticker that says get us out of the UN, go ahead and take them in. And police chiefs, don't chastise your officers for doing this. These are generally terrorists or criminals, need to be going ahead and taken on in. A major national publication, echoing what FEMA and the ADL are teaching everybody, says, you got an anti-UN sticker on your car, go ahead and take you on into jail. That is so un-American, that makes me just absolute... Oh, folks, if you don't know this is bad, then something's wrong with you. Come back, take a few more calls, and get into the news, and we got Hutt and Gibson coming up.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've got to work harder. I need to take all the news articles about the FBI training manuals, Project Megiddo, the video clip of FEMA saying all the Christians are terrorists, all of this, the law enforcement technology magazine that said if somebody's got an anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them, go ahead and take them on downtown, and take all these stories and put it together in one big article with hyperlinks and video clips and documents, and then, you know, have everybody email that around so millions of people can see it. Because what they've done to police is, over the last 50 years, is they say, okay, we're going to frame criminals. But, you know, we know somebody's guilty, we'll go ahead and frame them. So they get cops to kind of, you know, get into that evil and start it. Then it just becomes institutionalized where if you don't like somebody, just charge them with something. And then the ADL, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and the Southern Poverty Law Center in their own manuals, which are written for the police, explain to them how they can get this done. And then they go out and carry it out against the general public. I mean, they come after you. If you're a Christian, if you're a homeschooler, if you're into anything decent, you're under attack because you threaten the New World Order. Diana in Colorado, then John, James, Tracy, Betty, and others. Diane, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. My name's actually Deanna, but that's all right. I'm calling in about the pastor who was on the show in the first hour, and I'd just like to defend him in a couple of areas. The verse that you cited, I went to 16 years of Christian, you know, elementary school, high school, college, and I've read the gospel several times. And
so hold on just a second.
Yeah?
Are you for gun control?
I'm not.
Okay, well, the preacher, for those that don't know, just joined us in the last hour who had a gun buyback in Dallas that ABC News reported on. He was saying that he didn't know that in the Gospel of Luke that Christ said, sell your clothes and buy a sword.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to say, though, that the many times that I've read the Gospels, that verse has never jumped out at me, and it makes sense to me that people who are pro-gun would know verses like that and be able to use them to support their cause, and then be able to say, well, those of you who don't know, well, then you must just be stupid because you've never, whatever.
Hold on a minute. Who hasn't read the part at the Garden of Gethsemane? I mean, that's the most read part of the Bible is the last 12 hours of Christ's life.
Okay. The real point that I wanted to make was that I sort of feel bad for your unsuspecting interviewees sometimes because I don't think that they know what they're getting into.
That's right, they don't.
And I felt a little bit bad for him because it seemed to me like he really has no bad intentions for what he's doing. It seems to me his point that, you know, the first woman who gave up her gun was a grandmother who didn't want her kids getting
it. Do you realize how dangerous these useful idiots are?
I do, and I
realize that they're preparing to put us all in concentration camps. That's the head of NORTHCOM right there in Colorado Springs.
Yes, I listen to your show all the time, Alex, and I on your site all the time.
Listen, that's why I'm upset. This country is bleeding to death right in front of me, and I'm a little freaked out right now.
The one thing I want to say is that I just think he's a little bit misinformed, you know, and I think for him, the way he's going to get the message is if we gently inform him. I think probably him feeling attacked isn't going to change his mind. He'll probably just get defensive. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm a little bit defensive right now. John in Virginia. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing? I called up, was going to talk about one thing, and after your caller in Kentucky, by golly, that got a whole other train of thought going. Listen, I just wanted to give him a heads up this. I know in different parts of the state, or country, I should say, that once a restraining order is put out against you, and that sounds like what was put out against him, it becomes a felony for you to have access to a firearm. I have a friend of mine that's in Georgia that's going through that right now. It seems as a course of just what happens when
And
you
they
get...
told him, you can leave the jail when you sign this, and he fell for it.
Well, you know what? Ignorance is not bliss, and he's not to be faulted for it. A lot of people do that. A friend of mine's going through a divorce in Georgia, and just as a routine matter of occurrence, judges down there issue restraining orders against the husbands, which mean if the husbands have a gun in the house, they all of a sudden are a felon. So this
same thing in Texas and all over the country. You're automatically convicted, even if it's a no-fault divorce.
Well, he may want to talk with an attorney down there and really find out, because he may get a knock at the door at about 3 o'clock and somebody do a random search in his house, because really, it could go from real, you know, bad to real worse real quick.
Yeah, that's our free country, our wondrous free country, where the police manuals and magazines say, if they got an anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them. Yeah, that's what America's all about.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to Batman near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws ruled the west and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the west in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Cure online shopping cart. And by the way, we have millions of people each month watching the videos I'm putting online. And as the years progress, more and more people. And so the globalists better watch it. Just in my life, I've done 1,400 radio interviews. I haven't counted them up since 1,300, but I've done well over 100 the last few months, so it's upwards of 1,400. And everywhere I go, people are waking up. I'll do, again, 2, 3, 4 radio interviews a day, and no one calls in and disagrees. 5 years ago, the complete opposite. So we're winning the fight. And so the criminals out there that engage in this globalist activity, you need to know that we're on to you. We're on to your corruption. We know what you're doing. People are waking up to history. You're in a lot of trouble. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, I'm going to go to these calls really fast, so make your point. John, you were finishing up. Go ahead in Virginia.
I was just going to say, Alex, we don't want to paint these police with too broad a brush. Some of these guys are really good. They're on our side. They understand what's going on. And
that's what I was just saying. You're waking up a lot of them.
Absolutely. Now, as far as your pastor goes, our problem is we have a bunch of 501c3 corporations that call themselves churches. And you should have asked the pastor this, and you can't think everything, but you know the Presbyterian Church from the hierarchy down have said that gay marriages now are acceptable. I mean, you do know that's the Presbyterian stand on gay marriages, right?
Yes.
That would have been an interesting question for that fellow.
Also, and it's destroying their church all over the world. People are leaving. And on top of it, I know the Presbyterians are getting some of the faith-based initiative funds that, by the way, did go through. It just hasn't been totally legalized. They're just doing it anyways. So this is part of the federal funding of the churches.
Absolutely. And if they come out and they talk about government policy, if they come out against government policy, the IRS has come in and they've already said they would yank their 501c3 status and pull their church away from them. But
and the answer, but if they grovel, they'll get federal money. The answer is just having all our churches say no. We'll talk about whatever we want. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Let's talk to James in Colorado. James, go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. Turn that radio down, please. Most of the people, not trying to accuse them, but they know not what they do. They've made the social structure and traditions of men God. They use Colossians 2:16 to defend pagan traditions. If it doesn't say to do it in the Bible, why add the tradition? And I'm trying to make the link between why my gun is missing, it's been repossessed, and why people are walking around in a trance saying, there's nothing wrong, we're still free.
What happened to your gun?
I've pawned it, and I didn't pass the background check to redeem it.
I see articles all the time where people with no criminal record are failing the background checks, the NICS registration system, and that's what it is. Gun dealers say, don't say it's a registration. It's not. Yes, it is. And if the gun dealers would get active and say no and tell the NRA no, we'd get our guns back. But instead, compromise, compromise, compromise.
And also, in Jeremiah chapter 10, 1 through 5, and the other scriptures, refer to specific traditions of men. Like, where did Valentine's Day come from? Is that not something out of the Bible? I don't think so.
Thanks for the call. No, I hear you. It's all been paganized. Who's up next, Stephanie? Tracy in Vermont. Go ahead.
Hi, first-time caller, Alex. I just want to bring up a point. We have to look at the bigger picture as far as the sword situation, and there's the scripture in Isaiah 2:4. If anybody's ever been in the UN building when you first walk in the lobby or whatever they call it, the scripture, Isaiah 2:4, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords in the plowshares and their spears in the pruning hook. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And we know the globalists are responsible for the gun or weapon control through the UN. We know the UN.
Yeah, let me give you the UN. Let me give you the UN quote from July 7th, 2001 at the Small Arms Summit in New York by UNIDIR. And it is, quote, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly is dictatorship. The UN says citizens owning guns threatens their dictatorship. Go ahead.
We know the UN is responsible for the gun control through, well, the globalists through the UN, and we know the UN is not a Christian organization. And when we see that scripture in the UN lobby, they're planning their heaven on earth. And this is a way of conditioning the people to give up their guns, to give up their weapons. We're so brainwashed and so conditioned in this world, and especially in this country, peace, 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 nonviolence. Well, Alex, I commend all the work that you've done, and especially your wife for letting you do it. She's a saint. And you motivate me and many others that I know. And just thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, this whole peace thing that they come out with, that means we're supposed to lay down to their tyranny. We're supposed to submit.
Right.
When they say peace, that's what they mean.
It's a very dangerous concept that they even use the Holy Bible, you know, as scripture to back up what they're doing. And we know that they're of the devil, the UN. They're not a Christian organization. And the pastors need to understand this, and especially this pastor in the beginning of your program. He's a charlatan. He's a New World Order minion, as far as I'm concerned.
I hear
you. He's brainwashed and conditioned himself.
Thanks for the call. Betty in Ohio, go ahead.
Hi. What she's referring to on the UN happens to be the scripture that's going to be used to form the One World Church, the ecumenical movement. It's not about peace as it should be defined, but peace as a New World Order religion. The other thing about that verse is being taken out of context in Luke 22:36. Nowhere in the Pauline epistles or anywhere in the Gospels are there any examples that we're to live by the sword. I'm not anti-gun.
Well, that's not true. The entire Bible is about people defending themselves against tyranny.
But not since Jesus came. That was in the Old Testament. I've read the Bible more than...
So it was wrong that the Founding Fathers stood up to England?
No, the truth of the scriptures are this, and that we...
Well, let me just tell you something. I'm going to defend my family, and I can have 100 pastors on here to refute what you're saying.
Well, I'm not... Look, you know, there's plenty of scriptures to refute it. To refute the fact that we are to not live like that. It says, blessed are the peacemakers, and I don't mean...
Yeah, and you make peace by defending and by going after the enemies that are attacking you.
Well, if you'll let me explain, that verse in 22:36 of Luke, that's not what it means. It's been taken out of context. It is in no wise meant for us to go arm to fight...
I've read the whole thing, and that's not true, and thanks for the call.
No, it's your...
Thanks for the call. Hitler was for gun control, and the Bible's not for Hitler. Okay, let's go ahead. I mean, it boils down to stuff real simple like that. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go ahead.
Okay, Alex, two things quickly here. One, the problem in your listeners' problem in Kentucky is caused by ignorance. I think it's time for your listeners around the United States and around the world to contact their friends and relatives in the state of Kentucky and enlighten them as to what's really going on.
And for those that just joined us, recap what has happened to Kelly Rushing.
Well, apparently Mr. Rushing left some videotapes in the mailbox of a Kentucky state trooper, and this state trooper arrested him and charged him with terrorism. So the people of Kentucky need to be enlightened. The best way I can think of would be for your listeners to contact their friends and relatives in the state of Kentucky, and then enlighten these people, tell them about Alex Jones, John Stat Miller, what's going on, and send them your videotapes and books, etc.
No, I agree. We need to flood that county with these videos, which the police seem to think are illegal. The judge told him, according to Kelly Rushing, he said, look, you are guilty of giving a police officer an anti-government, anti-police video. I mean, folks, one of my videos is aired on national television. I've been interviewed by national TV, 2020, Good Morning America, Hard Copy, Extra, C-SPAN. The point here is that it's not illegal to make films and to write books, but these people think it is. I have major law enforcement publications, magazines, documents, where they say if you've got an anti-UN bumper sticker on your car, go ahead and arrest them. I mean, that's not America, Ron.
Oh, sure it is. Also, Alex, campus censorship lifting is the title of a short John Leo syndicated column from today's Oklahoma. I'd like to read to you real quickly if I can.
Okay, go ahead.
An actual debate on the merits of racial preference has taken place on an American campus, Utah State University. Whether the Guinness Book of Records is interested in this news, I am not certain. I know I am. Astonishingly, the university administration did not step in to halt proceedings on the ground that feelings might be hurt. The debate was civil, with some booing and cheering on both sides. Some students seemed a bit testy or angry, but as one student sponsor of the debate said, that's part of politics and discussing diversity of issues. This breakthrough raises a startling question. Is it possible that other universities will begin experimenting with free speech? Could it be the fog of censorship on campuses is beginning to lift?
Well, let me stop right there. There's a big professor out in California who simply said that Palestinians are kept in the equivalent of concentration camps and that it's wrong, and the ADL is trying to get him fired now just for criticizing Israel. Now criticizing Israel's anti-Semitic. Oh, now you're a terrorist. See, I mean, this isn't America anymore if we put up with this, people.
Could it be, Alex, the fog of censorship on campuses is beginning to lift thanks to the pressure of litigation, bad publicity, and ridicule from a new and more pugnacious generation of collegians? The litigation is being handled by groups such as the Center for Individual Rights, the Alliance Defense Fund, and most spectacularly, by the Philadelphia-based Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, which is now a major player in the campus wars. These groups have been winning free speech cases one after another, creating momentum that is forcing many censorship-minded administrators into a defensive crowd.
By the way, Ron, I have had some of those groups on. Read the names of those groups again. Those are some good groups for Kelly Rushing to get a hold of. The Center for Individual Rights.
Right. This is one reason I brought it up, Alex. The litigation is being handled by groups such as the Center for Individual Rights, Alliance Defense Fund, and most spectacularly by the Philadelphia-based Foundation for Individual Rights and Education. Those groups, and this was a syndicated column by John.
I hear you, Ron. I got to let you go. Got to let you go. I got loaded phones. I'm not going to be able to go to calls till later in the next hour. If you, I'm not even sure I'll take calls for Hutton Gibson if we get through all the material we may, or if he wants to take calls. Got so much news here, but everything we've talked about has been very important as well. Yes, that is encouraging. And yeah, I think I've interviewed most of those groups. Center for Individual Rights, and the Defense Fund. I'll have to, folks, help me. Send me any good groups out there that have helped fight tyranny and violations of the First Amendment. Send those to tips@infowars.com. I'm going to have to get with Kelly Rushing, do research, get the documents, confirm his case, and then I'm going to have to write an article about it and try to get him some help. And my phone's ringing off the hook with stuff like this. I'm very frustrated that there's no way to cover it all. In fact, let me just shotgun out some of the news here. Some good news. State House passes bill outlawing abortion. Support in Senate for measure challenging Roe versus Wade decision. The South Dakota State House has passed a bill that would outlaw abortion and challenge the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Approved 54-14 after 2 hours of emotional debate, the bill would make the practice of abortion a felony carrying a 5-year sentence. A public interest law firm that worked with lawmakers to draft the bill says it designed to have the U.S. Supreme Court reconsider its 73 Roe v. decision, which struck down state laws banning abortion. So good news there. But you watch the neocons up at the Supreme Court re-rule on Roe v. Wade in a pro-death fashion. Really scary article out of the New York Times today. New York police take broad steps in facing terror. Meeting in secret and coordinating complex drills, the department has brought together government agencies in a broad effort for much of last year. In doing so, it has put together a program that some national security and law enforcement officials describe as unrivaled among American cities. Now, in this lengthy article, they get into the forced roundups, the forced inoculations, the quarantines, the sports stadiums. This is the government smokescreen for a total lockdown. And we have the head of NORTHCOM, General Eberhardt, in the L.A. Times saying martial law is a good thing. The outgoing head of CENTCOM, Tommy Franks, has said it. It's happening. Again, I cannot stress how serious things are right now. And it's a chilling article. You need to read it. Catastrophic attack possible, Bush says. Associated Press, the United States still faces the threat of catastrophic attack by nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons, President George Bush said. The possibility of secret and sudden attack with weapons of mass destruction is the greatest threat before humanity today, he said, as he highlighted his security credentials in a weekly radio address gearing to his campaign for this year's election. And see, they can blow something up and say, see, we told you so. Give all your rights up. China transferred nuclear weapons designs to Pakistan. We're going to have the UN take over Iraq, as we told you, but now it's official. It's all coming up, and then Hutton Gibson, you don't want to miss the rest of this show.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. I was just talking to my wife during the break. She was listening to the show. It was a lady called talking about Bible verses and how we're supposed to be armed. And then she said how great we were. And I said, well, I agree with you. And my wife said it sounded like I was saying, yes, I agree with you how great we are. No, what I meant was, for those that didn't get it, was I agree with what you said in your call. That's what that meant. And for those that heard that. Again, we had a lot of unexpected things come up here on the show today, and got stacks of news here, but we've got a really important subject coming up. But in Bush's radio address, he said intercontinental ballistic missiles are going to get us, give all your rights up, basically. the terrorists are resourceful. He said, quote, America faces the possibility of catastrophic attack from ballistic missiles armed with weapons of mass destruction. So we are developing and deploying missile defenses to guard our people. Well, it's come out that our government's helped arm China, North Korea, Pakistan, allowed Pakistan to transfer these weapons. So while the government's arming all our enemies, they're telling us, brace for all these attacks, and the terrorists are about to strike us, and Al-Qaeda's got suitcase nukes. That was last week. And if they nuke something, it'll be, we're arresting whoever criticized the government. We've got to do this to keep us safe. Every time you complain, hey, do you see that smoke in U.S. city? Shut up. That's why it's so important to expose who's behind the terrorism. We've got to do it now. Here's another one. China transferred nuclear weapons designs to Pakistan, our ally, so has Israel and others. China has identified as the original source of nuclear weapons designs found in Libya, and the latest disclosure about the global spread of nuclear technology, including to Pakistan. So that's there. Meanwhile, the military and the police are trending to round you up and forcibly inoculate you and put you in camps for your safety, of course. This is out of RFID Journal, the official industry publication paid for by the industry, promoting biometrics and other such technologies. And it says, Oracle speaks of RFID plans. That's Oracle. And I saw the CEO back in on January 31st, 1999, I saw Scott McKelvey on Louis Rukeyser's Wall Street Recon Review, and Rukeyser said, what do you look forward to most in the new century? He said, I look forward to putting a microchip in my son Maverick's neck and tracking everything he does. So that's Oracle. No, that's Sun Microsystems. Oracle is the Larry Ellison, the guy that wants to make us all take national ID cards. Excuse me, I'm a little off today. I'm pretty upset. The enterprise software giant sketches out what it will do to help customers meet Walmart and DOD mandates and enable item-level tagging. Now listen to this. This is very important. After remaining in the shadows while rival enterprise software maker SAP takes RFID into the enterprise, as public with the RFID plans for years, has finally outlined its plans for supporting RFID. These are the tiny, trackable chips to be in all products. Walmart's already doing it. Now listen to this. While some Oracle customers may see the announcement as long overdue, the company maintains it has been developing support for RFID and electronic product code deployments in its products for some time. We have been working on prototyping support for RFID for 3 years now, but we like to do the work first before we make announcements, says John Crowley, Senior Director of Development for Oracle Inventory and Warehouse Management Systems. At its annual Apps World Conference in January, the company had announced the next release of its Oracle Warehouse Management application would support RFID, and then it goes on to say that it is there to support under Department of Defense and Walmart mandates. So again, the Department of Defense and Walmart a year ago met with Governor Ridge, and they're going to force everyone to accept the RFID at the store level. They're mandating it. Just amazing. We'll be back with Hutton Gibson.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yeah.